Okay, we are in session at 7 p.m. And we will sign the payroll, the bills payable, and the minutes.
All right, I make a motion that we approve the minutes, the payables, and the payroll.
Second.
Unanimous.
Hello, Nora. So, we're just waiting for Meryl to come in, then we'll go into executive session. I guess Don told her probably about 10 after. What else we got while we wait for Meryl?
Nothing really quick.
We can do the permits, the overwhite permits or something.
About 20s.
Oh.
We do have a, actually, we might have, what's his name's?
It's three overwhites, I think, in here.
We have a contract for innovative. We can do this, get this done. We have the liquor licenses for.
There's stuff in there and it's nothing you need to sign. You just need to make a motion to approve the tobacco.
Okay, this is for bridge and road standards, saying that we adhere by the state's bridge and road standards, otherwise, you get no money.
So we have to make a motion of. That we comply with
that
it?
We adopt, you know, certification that we comply with the town road and bridge standards.
To make a motion, we certify to be compliant for the town and road and bridges standards.
What's the date today?
8th. This is town road and bridge standards.
We do it every, yeah, do it every year, and we all have to sign it.
I'll second it. Yeah.
Then we also have to.
I think it should be a 4 there, not a 3.
Oh, Jesus, I did it again. Yeah, it should be. Did it twice.
Yeah, you did have to do it twice. I have to get the white out.
We have to do an annual financial plan, which goes to Brian as well, or goes to the state as well. And we all have to sign that.
So what are we adopting? The annual financial plan for the town highways.
Yep.
All right, I make a motion that we approve the annual financial plan for the town highways. It was just completed by Dave, Nora.
It's not completed, Dave, so it needs to be filled out.
We've got to put some more numbers in there.
Oh, well, then we should probably approve it yet then, should we?
So
they needed
everything.
Whatever you want.
Oh, they need it signed. Okay.
Signed
okay. So I made a motion.
What's it called?
It's just the annual financial plan for the town highways. Paul, do you second?
Yeah.
Did you do that with sold?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Make a motion to sign the negatives.
What is this? Who is the negative?
That's who.
What now is going on?
You probably have to take a tour of the town.
Okay.
That's guys, we get our calcium from, chloride from.
All right, we got Meryl on, so we'll come back to that.
Oh, is she there?
Yep. Hi, Meryl.
Hi, Meryl.
Hi, Meryl.
Hi there. I can't see anybody.
Yeah, we're coming.
Here we are.
Okay.
We have to go into executive session first.
Lady,
Okay, thank you.
lady in the middle you haven't met yet. That's Tammy Holcomb. She's our newest member. She's been on for 2 years now.
Yeah. Hi there.
It's so new.
We've spoken on the phone.
Yeah, absolutely. We have. Great.
So I'll make a motion that we go into executive session for legal. Give a second.
Second.
And that's at 7:05 p.m. All right, hold on. I make a motion we come out of executive session.
Second.
All right. No motion needed from executive session.
Let's get into it.
You want to do this next? Or
what? Well, let me find my...
Guys, don't forget to make a motion on those liquor licenses for me, okay?
We did. Oh, we didn't get the liquor license.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. I heard them and then I heard you go buy them. So I just
didn't
want to
we didn't do them. We did those other things.
Okay. Had a whole ton of stuff in correspondence.
Okay. So is it okay if I leave or do you guys want me to hang out?
That's up to you.
Whatever you need to do.
All right. I'm going to put you on mute then.
We have I thought we had more than this.
Yeah.
Just say
no motion. No.
No decisions. No motion.
Yeah. No action needed. No action. Yeah.
Was there somebody wanting to come in after?
Yes. Yeah.
It was 7:36.
So just wait.
All right. Yeah, this is our calcium chloride or magnesium chloride.
Okay. It's a contract.
It's an annual contract, yeah. Do one every year since we've been using it. All right. So I guess I got to sign this. Questions I can't answer. I just sat down. What's her name today? First time on this thing. Oh, this one here, we're going to have to. We're going to have to find a. I know how much we used last year.
So we need a motion of that? Is that a...
Yeah, it's contracted. Continued buying our solution.
All right.
Our
road. It feels like accept.
So I make a motion. We approve our innovation contract for our chloroform. With the chloroform.
And Sherry, what you need to do is look up last year's and see what the... We need to fill in the amount. And I don't know what that is off the top of my head. It should be on. What's that? Yeah, it's innovative. It's fluoride. Figure out where we're at. We're doing everything as we're doing everything backwards tonight, so I'm a little out of sync.
Okay.
As you can tell, not really.
All right. We started on correspondence, but now we'll go backwards. Open forum is where you guys would normally have your.
I'm Jim Rack, R-A-C-K.
Yes, so, seeing as you're the only two here, you have the floor.
We heard there was going to be some work being done on the East Wells Road.
Well, there's not going to be. There's been going to be some work done on East Wells Road since Irene.
I understand. And I don't know. Somebody called today.
Yeah, I told the house.
I talked to you today.
Okay. Yeah.
So we was just we heard the meeting was here, and we were still down here working away, trying to clean the place up, and figured we'd come down and see what the At least get an eyeball on 5,000 view on the intentions or what
well,
was needed. Be, or...
Basically, what's going to happen, what has happened to date so far is we put an inclinometer in back a year and a half ago.
Something like that, yeah.
And an inclinometer, all it is you drill a vertical hole down to the bottom of the river. And over time, you come and take readings, and once a week we took readings for a whole summer to see how bad the bank is sliding or not sliding. And it's moved some, but not a lot, which is a good thing. Then from there, all the stuff that we had done previous was basically useless because we had two events after Irene. We had a flood in July and a flood in April, I believe, or extremely high water. And so the river changed course. Rivers don't stay where you put them, so to speak. So all of, we had to do all the most all the engineering work again. And you have to have a civil engineer, which they're the ones that tell you the fix. Then you have to have a water flow engineer that tells you or tells him what he thinks the fix should be. And then you get the Army Corps of Engineers involved. Then you get the state of Vermont DEC involved. And then you have to have another engineer that did the inclinometer and took readings on the bank and so forth and so on. All that's done. All the permits are in, are signed and in, and the plans are being drawn up. And basically what they're going to do in simple terms is they're going to dig, I'm not sure what you call it. I guess it would be like a basement or a wedge along the brook. And that will have huge shot rock, 4 and 5 foot diameter shot rock placed in it. And that's your key. That keeps the hill from sliding. And then they'll surface the hill with this large shot rock, but not as big as the key on the bottom. Mm-hmm. And that's, you see them around the state, over past Killington there, there's a whole bunch of them where they were over towards Woodstock where they had all the problems during Irene. 131 going to Wethersfield and over that way into Scutney. There's a bunch of them there where they lost that road. And they're around where they've had issues. Mm-hmm. And it's an expensive project. We're working on between a state structures grant and trying to get a grant or trying to get some funds from the state through our representatives. Is where we're at now.
So it's quite a land fell there that happened, and you kind of firm it up and build up through there. So I went down through there. Again, I'm fairly new to the property, but we recently just kind of reacquired it so that we can get in there and do some work. And we're looking around, and there was a field down there on the brook side. It appears to be far, not too distant past. And there was a road that comes out almost just north of the bridge that goes to the other side of that land. So that comes through there. Your work would require access from the lower side, or would you do all the work from the road?
I believe, and I'm not an expert, but I believe both.
Exactly.
I believe they're going to have to dig the keyway and so forth from the bottom.
It goes right to the river then, there. And it's a nice piece of frontage there that we're willing to work with, and just perhaps keep in mind that access to that side is something we were looking to have. So perhaps we can enter, work together to make sure that the construction road is left usable.
One of the thoughts that we had, Paul and I were up there with the engineer last week, week before. I can't remember what day it was, but fairly recent. And they looked at going down, going to the east, and going across the brook down by the bridge.
Yeah.
I think that was a ford at one point in time. They probably drove through there with tractor or horse.
Yeah, there was.
Long before the bridge.
I followed the road through, and I almost started cutting on it to get down in there, and it looked like the river had changed, like you'd said. And they used to go across the river there and then back across.
And then it looks like...
Because that field has been picked to stones. There's a stone wall. There's an apple tree or two. You can tell that I didn't kick
it. Yeah, that was an active farm.
It was an active farm field down there. And we'd like to reclaim that back to the original and get down there and cut it and clean it up and have a nice spot along the river there. And as long as this action doesn't impede us from doing that, I don't... We'd like to at least stay in loop on what is going to be built, the the changes or the impact to the land there that it has, and perhaps we come up with a common good that works for everybody. We can get down there and get your work done, and when you're done, I can get through there and cut my field.
They'll and when. When whoever the contractor is, which we don't know who, we haven't bid it yet. We're almost at that point, but we haven't got there yet. They'll when they leave, it'll be put back. I mean, it's not going to leave a pile of crap or anything. It'll be all back the way it was to some extent, except for the.
Yeah, it would just be nice to
or, have, or better than it was. Yeah, we got a road over there. I'm saying when we're done with the construction, let's not. Get rid of the road and put it back to the way it is.
Well, the contractor will have a conversation with you anyway.
Yeah.
So that would be the time for you.
Yeah. No, that's what I know. It's all preliminary. I just wanted to be right up front, and that's where
we're going. When they do approach you, that'd be the time to bring it up.
Yeah.
The only thing that might have to happen is on your side, the house side of the road, your side, well, it's not both sides of your side, but the house side of the road. To the west a little bit, there's a fairly flat area. They may have to use that during the construction for to store their stuff, their stone, when they bring in stone. And actually, we're going to have to repave that piece, that section of road as well when they get all done.
Again, before I even knew this, I was going to come to this board and see what the, because it looks like that field and the access to that field was prior to the guardrail that went through there as well. So I was looking, I got multiple options to get down to that area and access it, but I was, how big of a deal is it to get permission to stop and put a mouth into the guardrail to give a road access?
I don't think that'd be an issue.
Okay. So I can go either way or both ways. That way you can come in, go out in a camper. That would be real nice.
But that's where we're at now. I'm sorry to say I don't have a lot more to tell you just yet. It's finally been coming together. This has been a... I want to see it over as much and more than you guys do. Trust me.
No, I would have followed now.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just wanted to come in and
yeah,
when introduce I and let you know our intentions, and if we stay involved with it, and I'm sure we can get something to sign, get you down there to work. We got to have a road through there that's vital to all kinds of people.
Yeah, and I'm sure that, I don't know who the contractor will be. It's got to be it's not going to be anybody local per se. It's going to have to be Casella or Belden or another guy, somebody with Markowski up in Brandon. It's got to be one of them kind of guys. It's got to be somebody with some real equipment. So,
yeah.
That's pretty much as much as I can tell you.
Well, that's good for now.
I guess you had rambled off a bunch of things that, like, I way over my head of what was going to be done. And he said, well, what? And I'm like, I said, I don't know if there's
something about a wall or
something about a wall.
Like building a cofferdam where you come in, you take the metal sheets, you slide them down parallel right to the bedrock, and then you build up to it, is what I was thinking. Like a cofferdam when we install them. Except it's not holding water at, it's holding rock.
Yeah, we should have shortly some blueprints and pictures and so forth.
I'm sure there'll be
And I'm thinking within the next couple of days.
Listen to that for months.
Yeah.
Well, it's what it is, and I hope you the best with it. Just keep us in the loop, and if we can.
Thank God nobody's, the road hasn't collapsed.
That's what I said. When they're like, oh, well, the state isn't going to do anything until it collapses. I'm like,
they're not.
I sure hope it doesn't collapse when a school bus full of kids is going down the park. And then last year, the year before, there was all that construction in New York, and all those gravel trucks were nonstop 2-3 years ago, nonstop up and down the road. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
It doesn't seem to be undercut real bad right now.
No, it's one of the storms we got, I think it's just luck, but the river, instead of Irene made the river come towards the road, changed the bend, and then I don't remember if it was the July storm or the next one, but it came, the water, there was a couple trees that tipped over and forced the water to go the other way, and it moved over, moved to the south, which is a good thing.
Irene was just before we walked. That's when my son graduated from Green Mountain College, was that year.
It's a lot higher. I think that has a lot to do with that mountain runoff coming through that whole side, everything up there, Endless Brook. Everything's all wet coming down. I think that's what's, that river, they go up there and undercut that road. And where it is now, it's got to come up 50, 60 feet. I think it's just the moist soil and where it's been.
Well, one of those storms, we had the landslide on the property. There's a big rock fall in the landslide that happened at the property, like right where my bridge is. If you look straight up, there's a huge landslide.
Everything has been real moist.
I don't have a map with me, but.
Fairly dry conditions. It's still pretty moist on that hill.
Well, it's been raining every other day.
Well, not now, but months ago. Fall.
Well, anyways, that's where we're at with it. So I'll definitely keep you guys in a loop.
Thank you for your time.
I got your number now. It took a while to get a number, but I finally got one.
John,
do what?
I couldn't come up with a phone number, and then finally Nora gave me your phone number. That's what I called you on today.
That number hasn't changed since I've been here.
All right, well, that's a good thing. All right,
no matter where I go. So
all right, well, good to meet you. Glad you came down.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you. Okay. I come to the big city of Wells from Humber. You guys got a store.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Well, back to correspondence. We have Amerigas, Structural Wood Corporation, New England Quality Service, all want overweight permits. Well, I guess I would entertain a motion.
Make a motion, we sign the overweight permits.
I second. Four, eight.
No, I know.
Nora left the call. Is that to your file?
Tough part's going to be sorting it all out. We'll get the right stuff in the wrong spot.
big stuff last night? Or was it Monday night?
No, it was last night. Yeah. There weren't many there. A little tired of being there. There's Saturday for the basket raffle, Sunday for bingo, yesterday for the eggs. This weekend's going to be just as bad.
The end of it is. Very needs that. All right, Rowland Regional Planning Commission.
Is that who we're supposed to put in, who we nominated? Stuff, although we're supposed to send the minutes because the minutes are not here yet. And I did just message or email Sharon that minutes are due.
Overdue. Okay, this is our normal deal for them, right? Rowland Regional Planning.
Put it in there. Is that the?
Oh, well, something.
Is that the? They're going to help us with the.
Oh, that's the quote. Gina must have got that.
Okay.
And then I think I read through it. Like we play a portion. Like they're going to like agree on it or something.
Okay.
Yeah, Gina's working on.
They'll pay up to 91.84. We'll pay $22.96. The in-kind match will be $22.96. Okay, that's what that is.
So the grant paperwork, I assume, went in. Did Gina submit that? And then this is their quote for us?
I think this is both.
Okay.
No, the grant paperwork never went in. They never filled it out. That had to be in 3 or 4 months ago.
No, when they came to the meeting, they said we had to fill out. That wasn't due till.
No, but you can get a planning grant
mm-hmm.
from the state.
Mm-hmm.
We got it. I gave it to the Planning Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked them the other night, well, not when you were here, but the meeting before that. If they ever bothered to fill it out.
Oh.
They never bothered to fill it out. So, needless to say, I forget one.
So, that was for the town plan? Is that what you mean?
To redo the town plan.
So, okay. So, we're.
I mean, it's not a big deal. It's like, I forget how much it is, yeah. 3 or 4 grand.
But this is.
They would have paid for the newspaper ads and printing and all this stuff.
This is for the hazardous thing or whatever
that's for the Regional Planning Commission, I believe, right?
Yeah, but this must be for the other thing that Gina worked on, right?
Maggie O'Brien.
No, this one is
conducting a road erosion inventory assessment, reassessment in accordance with the attached scope of work.
Is that the hazard mitigation?
This is the thing that's, this project is funded by VTrans, which still applies. So this is, they're saying what they're agreement is, and then how much we would be having to pay.
This is what used to be the back roads grant. Now it's better roads or whatever the hell they call it.
Better roads grant.
Well, anyway, yeah, it's $9,000, and then we pay $2,000 of it.
No, isn't this? The local hazard thing we have to do.
No, we haven't even started. That's 8 to 9 months to do that one.
No, but this is the contract for them to help us with it. That's why Gina was working on putting in that paperwork, because we had to submit something to get a grant of some sort. Then they wanted to give us a quote for it to do it through that grant. It was really weird. And that's what it looks like it is.
It
You don't know who put it in the folder? Wonder if it was Gina.
She wouldn't have, I mean, unless.
I don't see an email. No, except she has an email.
Found it today when I put my stuff in the room.
Well, if we don't know where it came from.
I believe this is the. Well, I forget how often they do, but every few years they do a road and culvert deal. They do all your inspections. I think this is what this is. Road erosion inventory, relevant piece will conduct field assessments for all town road segments identified as hydrologically connected to the statewide geographic information system. Road erosion inventory data sheet just totals 574. Segments each measures 328 feet for a total of 35.66 miles. That's what it is. And it used to have a different name, but it's, I believe. I got a feeling maybe David got, huh? I don't know how you're going to print it. Blue. It's blue and then there's that
black. No, I think it's black. A dull black.
I think that's what this is. Why don't we just hold on to this for? There isn't a date on it, I don't think.
Well, just to find out who it came from and make sure we understand.
Pretty sure that's what it is. Yeah, because we have to write a letter to them on that emergency deal.
Yeah. And I thought Gina's working on that, so that's why I didn't know if this was an outcome of that. So, okay. We'll have to touch base with Dave or Gina or somebody. They know where it came from.
So, Mark sent that. I guess there's nothing to be signed, but it's for the Wells Country store for the tobacco and the second class liquor license. And you just need a motion to approve it.
Liquor or?
No, second class.
Beer and wine. Beer, wine, and soda, and cigarettes, yeah. Or whatever they say.
And tobacco. And they have a check for the $70 for the second class license for the case. So, and so we just need a motion to approve that. Okay with it.
I would entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the
Old Hickory tobacco and class 2 and license and his tobacco license.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it class 2? Is that how it's written? Class 2.
Then I have a thing here. This is from Jeremy Jones. Oh, hi, Nora. $100. This is refreshments for Green Up Day, which we've been, Lake Association has been.
They're requesting us to give them $100 for Green Up, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So we always have that in our budget to do. So I make a motion that we give Jeremy Jones, or like St. Catherine.
No, it goes to the store, I believe. I'm just double checking that the Wells Country Store is charging $100, or is it a different amount? We'll have a check ready for them Saturday. So,
all right. To make a motion, we give up to $100 for green update to Wells Country Store
right.
to supply the drinks.
Up to 100.
Up to 100, yeah. So that's what we budget.
It's refreshing. I'm just for the.
Don't we? Yeah. Don't they also have so much that they got from on the ballot too?
Ooh.
Green up Vermont.
Yeah, but I think that goes towards the bags and all that.
Yes. Well, I'm just saying they need to have that money too if they don't already. Did they get that? They were supposed to give us that form, right, to complete, to send in on who they appointed to be on the planning commission and the second person for us to.
We should all be in their minutes.
Yeah, I know. But weren't they supposed to give us the form to vote on tonight? Because we have to accept it and send it in. We didn't get that either. So
they have to get the form from Rutland Regional Planning. Yeah.
I'm just saying we don't have it, so we can't do it. We're going to do it, but since we don't have it, we can't do that tonight.
That is correct.
Okay.
Normally that comes in from Rutland Regional Planning Commission. The Planning Commission, we've had a dysfunctional Planning Commission for 30 years.
Yes, I'm and, stating we had told them we would do it tonight.
Normally I fill out all the stuff and send it back in again, but I haven't seen it as of yet.
Right, and they were going to get to us to do tonight, but we don't have it.
I will see all of those people with Rutland Regional Planning tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening, so I will.
What's tomorrow evening?
Meeting in Catholic.
Oh.
There's a meeting every night of the week, seriously.
Okay.
And meet with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, yeah, so I will, because I'm going to ask, I'm assuming that Logan has made his, as of last night, he had not made his corrections to the page 17 of the town plan.
Mm-hmm.
I checked and yeah. I called him yesterday and I thought he would return my call, but he hasn't as of yet. So, but he'll be at that meeting. So.
Well, and I thought Fran was going to email us the latest of that with the revisions.
He's waiting for page 17.
I know, but I told him to send it out and let's at least look at the rest of it, the other 100 and whatever pages. I didn't need it printed. I just wanted it electronic.
No, but they said that, that you guys would want that, but that they wanted to wait for their meeting and go over it and make sure before they gave you a copy.
Now, where's the rest of this stuff? 3 pages I got all of this.
That's not it.
That's it.
Is it?
Yes. Now, I forgot what we got to do.
Leary approved it. Just
no, I understand all that.
Okay.
But you have to fill in the numbers.
Yeah.
They used to come down and used to do that, and they'd talk about the roads and this and that, but we don't do that stuff anymore. Yeah, we've got to put in our winter maintenance, non-winter maintenance, major construction projects.
Yeah.
So I will get with David. Well, winter maintenance, not even get out of town before, but I will. All right. Okay. That's not the one I want. No. All right. Correspondence, we beat that. Old business, the truck. Haven't heard a word since last week. Body definitely going to be there. He did make mention of the fact that it might be come under the tariffs. I said, no, it won't. I left it at that. Gina's doing up a letter for the slide for these people, the construction guys, and all the paperwork is, the licenses, or the permits are all signed. She has them. So all we have to do now is get, actually the engineer has all the stuff. She sent it, or Sherry sent it today. Salt shed, it came to my attention. Dave brought it up, or John Henry did, somebody. They would like to figure out where they would like to put it and start setting the blocks, even though we haven't made any decision on buying anything. I mean, we know what's roughly what size it's going to be, and there's no reason why they get a rainy day or something, they can't set blocks.
I think that'd be a very good idea.
As far as I know, the excavator's got a roof and a heater.
I think it's got an air conditioner, too.
I
think it's air conditioned, though.
It is. So I told him I would bring it up, but I said I saw no problem with it. I think probably we ought to, once they figure out exactly where they're going to put it, we ought to go down there and
double check,
just
it.
Make sure we agree with it.
Agreed.
Sounds good.
Did you ever hear anything from any phone companies, or do they not want our business, or what's going
on? So I was on the phone with them for, I think it was like an hour, being transferred to this one and that one and that one and this one. And finally, I said to the woman, if you transfer me one more time, I'm going to throw a fit. I said, I've already been to where you're saying. I said, everybody keep moving me around. I have the account number. I want to know who I'm supposed to talk to. I said, so she came back on and gave me the guy's name, his email, and because he was away, he was at a meeting or something or other. So if I emailed him, then that would be the best way. So I did email him from our email account on Sunday, and I have not heard back yet. So if you see an email response from them, from somebody from Xfinity, it's from my email to them. And I laid it all out, gave them all the phone numbers, what we're looking for, so, and the addresses. So I'm just waiting to hear back.
I'll ask Keith, little Keith over there, who they're hooked up with.
I believe that's what you said. They're up with, I think there's a voice over the internet. A lot of these phone numbers, I guess, go through the internet now. And sounds like that's the latest and the greatest way. But I believe it's more expensive. How much more? I have no clue. So that's what I told them. Give us our options, our the cost of these options. So just waiting for a response of some sort.
Town plan, we're waiting for a response.
Geez, sounds like a plan.
Yeah, the hazard thing. I gotta dig that up. It's here someplace, but God only knows where.
Was Gina looking at working on that too? Because last I knew she was emailing, I want to say she did, about what needs to go in and what she needed to do. But maybe I'm wrong.
Well, we have to first pick a contractor.
But I thought that was after she. But I don't know. I got all confused with that thing.
Okay, now this is. I don't know why we got this. Came from Brianna Beecher.
Oh, because her name's still hooked to Sherry's, so that's why.
Anyways, it's from a bunch of people about mailboxes dislodged. Other towns and what they do with mailboxes.
Oh, you want to send that to me?
I don't see much in that with the way to do it now. Yeah. Three things back. We're doing the same thing we do. They take pictures and so forth. So we need to get involved in that. Yeah, the proposal. Oh, here it is right here, I think. This is stuff to do with the people on the planning commission.
So I'm on the Rutland Regional Planning Commission website. So I was looking to see if before. It says the Wellstown plan adopted March 19th, 2025. And there's a download
version.
Yeah, it
was adopted by the planning commission.
Oh, and that our goes to us? Commission.
That was what the public hearing was that we had.
Okay.
Then.
And Sharon said it was not adopted. She said it
hadn't. Well, it's on their website.
It was adopted by the planning commission. Matter of fact, I got the stuff right here. Honorica.
No, I know,
but please say. But even on their website, it says like the average wages are 66,000 and that our population is 1214. So why would we have it in there different?
Well, because there's two versions,
I
apparently.
Guess so.
And.
Because they've got a version on here.
Right.
That's the one that she came up with that's false.
Well, and. Was it 423 that it said? Is that what
I don't know, 400.
Because that's how many units, housing units are in the town, not the population.
No, it's 300 and some odd residents or so. It's on page 17.
That no,
page
I'm 17. Just looking at the website. That's what
yeah,
that's
is
what
that
the
page 17?
No, this is the website. It's not our plan.
Oh, okay.
The website looks more accurate than the
plan. Anyways, this is the procedure of what you do.
Right.
Okay. We've done that. And just that was done.
Yeah.
Now we're, there wasn't any revisions. They had their hearing. Now it came to us. And we don't have anything.
Well, it hasn't come to us yet.
No, it did the first time.
No, it didn't.
Well, no, it hasn't officially come to us. We'll have a public hearing.
May something, I remember. 6th or 7th or something.
Whatever it is. And then we adopt it, and then it finally ends.
Where does it say that the Planning Commission, though, adopts it? The Rutland Planning Commission.
Somewhere.
Adopt Planning Commission rituals, for example, motion to hold a public hearing.
Yeah, this is for us. This is from Garrett Baxter. He's a lawyer at the ALCT. That's what he says. Which is Larry the Bever. Yeah, what they've done is they approved their version, or the version that they had from whatever the date was.
Our town, then, our planning commission, our town planning commission, yes. Now Rutland Region, Rutland, okay.
Right. Then they send it to us.
Yeah.
And then we have, we put the ad in the paper for the public hearing. If nobody complains, which I doubt there'll be anybody here, then we approve it and we're all good to go.
Okay. Look,
so they're good to
listen.
Go. It's good to go.
This is Rutland Planning Commission.
Right.
It's not approved for them to put it on their website yet.
I believe it's been sent to them. They were here. They had it.
But how can they publish it as being adopted if we haven't adopted it?
Because they have adopted it and the Planning Commission has adopted it.
Even with the errors?
Yeah, it's got all the errors in it.
I think.
I don't think.
Before the horse.
I think Heather sent this to them and she wasn't supposed to yet. I don't think this should be on their website yet. Only until we have adopted it. Then it goes to them. After it's all. This is saying that the Wellstown plan was adopted March 19th. I don't think it was.
That was the plan that. Was what the heading was on that that she sent out and wanted, like, it was done over, and I...
It is not, because then you went and looked into the steps to it.
Right, and it's all a mess, and I believe she probably sent that.
She probably sent that to them.
Anyways.
It should not be on the website.
Well, anyways, the right version is being done. The ads are in the paper, are going to be in the paper, and...
Should we call them and tell them this is fake?
I will see him tomorrow night.
Oh,
tomorrow
okay.
Afternoon at 5:30.
I just didn't know. Okay.
All right now. Yeah, we've got to have. Dave will be in the morning, right?
Yes, he will be because
okay. Yeah, we got to have him. Give us these, he's got to put these figures in. Wow. One of the major construction project figure we can't put in yet because we don't know what it's going to be. But there's a winter maintenance and non-winter maintenance. Actually, maybe you could just get it right out of here.
I think he fills that out every year to go in.
He handed me that stuff today and he said, I'm sure to have these guys sign it. He was going to fill this out. So.
Oh.
Or I shouldn't say that. He said this needs to be filled out. And I assume maybe I shouldn't assume.
It should be your job, really, your job.
I didn't know anything about it. Dave used to fill it out.
But we have to fill out the signature part. We've always.
Yeah, I know that part. I meant the rest of the number.
Well, no, Dave didn't do it. They came down here. We sat with the bridge guy, the highway guy, Dave, and myself, or whoever the chair was, and went through the friggin' town report just like I'm doing and put the numbers in. All right.
What do you want to know? It's winter maintenance highway. Winter highway?
Winter highway maintenance, 153 something or other.
They want the total? Or is it just labor, materials?
This is estimated. So it's for this year.
The new budget or the one that we're just in now? The one we're in now?
The new budget. We already did the one for last year.
So the one that starts in July.
Yeah.
So we want this one.
Oh, it should be right there.
That's 24 to 25. This one ends in June. You want
What's
the
that?
this one starts in July. What is the top Samus? Beginning 7-1. Yeah. So we want this book.
That's winter maintenance or
total winter highway.
181,250, yes. And then the non-winter, meaning summer, would be 253,473.
And then the major construction project, that's probably be a guesstimate is what that would be. We don't have that in time. Yeah, that's, I didn't want to show it to them. That's what we've got. That's where the thing is.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some deals needed. Top there.
Yeah, I saw this one. Yeah.
Okay, here's the timeline.
Mm-hmm.
February 12th needs to be a resolution adopted to hold a public hearing. They did that. Send proposed plan no later than February 17th. She did that. Public hearing would be notified 15 days in advance, no later than March 4th. They did that. Hold a public hearing March 19th. They did that.
But yet, there, what's online at the Rutland Planning is saying that it was adopted on that date, and that is not true.
Approved the plan and what they did. Make changes till the select board resolution time. Select board adopt the resolution holding a public hearing April 1st. Well, the numbers didn't come out right to do it then. And prepare the public notice 15 days in advance. Hold the select board meeting, and that's not April 22nd either. I wanted to do it so we didn't have to have a special meeting, but.
Right. Well, and this was all put out in January, which is
fine. The numbers don't work.
But I think we need to, when you see them tomorrow night, tell them to yank that from the website, because that's an embarrassment for people to see that, and it's not adopted yet. It should have never been sent to them. And it's not true. I mean, if they adopted on the 19th, where's the minutes showing that? We did not adopt it on
where's
the 19th.
Where's the minutes anyways?
There is no minutes saying that we adopted because we never adopted it. So
no, but never, there is no minutes.
That too.
Last minutes are September, right?
Yep. So.
All right. This thing, we got to get a letter to her. And we did the state highway forms. We had that. I would say unless somebody's got it, where the hell did Paul go? Unless somebody's got it. Somebody's got something else to bring up.
Just that I won't be here at the next meeting, so have fun.
That's what, the 22nd?
Yes, I think that. I'm going to give them, I think, the handheld recorder. I'm going to give it to you, though, Sherry, to charge. You know how to charge it?
No.
Because I don't have the cord to charge it. It didn't look like I couldn't find the cord, so I'm hoping.
Well, what's so hard about setting this thing?
Well, last time you guys didn't do it right, so that's what's so hard.
Voice.
Huh?
You must have just not hit the voice at all.
Hit the record button.
I mean, the record. Yeah, record.
I mean, you're more than welcome to try it, but I'll leave the recorder here as a backup. So I'll pull out the notes. So
you won't be here on the 22nd?
Correct.
You're very lucky.
Why is that?
Because I will be on an airplane at 7 o'clock on the 23rd. Going.
I know.
To
I'm on an airplane.
And it's far more,
on the 22nd.
It's far more important for me to go see my grandkids play Little League or play high school baseball than for you to go to Las Vegas.
Man.
I've already been there about 20
there's
times.
There's a planning commission meeting on the 23rd that you and I should probably go to. That's when their next meeting is.
That may change.
Really?
Well, they were talking about changing a meeting here the other night.
I thought they were having one tomorrow.
Or yeah, they moved one up or did something. I don't know.
They said at the meeting it was going to be April 23rd. Because I wrote it down. Because we said how you were going to be gone, so I said I would be here.
No, there's no notice of a meeting. There's no agenda that I've seen.
If you see any difference, let me know.
What's that?
When their next meeting is, but not last I knew, it's April 23rd.
Well, in the meantime, speaking of meeting.
I make a motion we adjourn this meeting.
All right.
And that's at 8:31.